高2025届2024至2025学年度上期12月阶段性测试英语听力部分。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，请从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在答题卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Did you go to the National Park on vacation last year?
I couldn't make it last September.But I finally went there 3 months later, and I plan to visit it again this July. We've got two girls in our research group, Miranda and Olivia. Do you know them?
Sure, Miranda is sociable and the most talkative girl I've ever met.But guess what? Olivia is just the opposite. Here is this week's schedule, Mr. Thorndike. On Monday, there is the TV interview. Your speech to the Asia Society is on Tuesday afternoon. Then on Wednesday, you have an appointment with your doctor, and...
Wait, you mean the video conference on Tuesday is cancelled?
It is just the holiday home where I can look out to the ocean.
That's why I chose this coastal cottage. It has one of the best sea views across the bay.
You must be Mr. Simpson, right?
Yes, I am.
I'm Carol, Mr. Clark's secretary. Did you have a nice flight?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Well, Mr. Clark has to be in the office to deal with some matters right now, so he asked me to pick you up. Now, we'll go to Holiday Inn for dinner, and Mr. Clark will go straight there right away.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
I'm a sales representative. I have traveled to 45 countries.
What does a sales representative do?
Sales representatives sell products or services to potential buyers and negotiate sales terms. It's a profession where hard work and problem solving pay off.
Don't you get tired of traveling?
Not at all. It's been 40 years since I started the job, but I still feel like that 25-year-old guy.
Lucky you.
I'm a sales representative. I have traveled to 45 countries.
What does a sales representative do?
Sales representatives sell products or services to potential buyers and negotiate sales terms. It's a profession where hard work and problem solving pay off.
Don't you get tired of traveling?
Not at all. It's been 40 years since I started the job, but I still feel like that 25-year-old guy.
Lucky you.
听第七段材料，回答第八至九题。
So, what should we buy for Amber's housewarming this Sunday?
How about this purple-blue dress here?
No, honey, we need to get her something for her new apartment.
Okay.What about these pale blue scented candles?
She's got some already. I bought them for her last week. Look at this lamp. Pale pink is a better color to make her living room more comfy, I think.
It's perfect. Let's get it. Hey, Alice, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just can't believe Amber is growing up and living in her own apartment now. Do you think she'll still visit us?
Of course she will.
So, what should we buy for Amber's housewarming this Sunday?
How about this purple-blue dress here?
No, honey, we need to get her something for her new apartment.
Okay, what about these pale blue scented candles?
She's got some already. I bought them for her last week. Look at this lamp. Pale pink is a better color to make her living room more comfy, I think.
It's perfect. Let's get it.Hey, Alice, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I just can't believe Amber is growing up and living in her own apartment now. Do you think she'll still visit us?
Of course she will.
听第八段材料，回答第十至十三题。
Excuse me, I need some information about some classical gardens of Suzhou near here.
What would you like to know?
Well, first, I'd like directions to Gusu District. I believe there lies the number one classical garden in Suzhou. It isn't far, is it?
No, Gusu District is about 6 miles east of here, the railway station. And you're right, dating back to the Ming Dynasty,Zhuozheng Garden in Gusu District is listed as World Heritage Site and it is a must-see.
Oh, good. Now, what about Liu Yuan Garden, featuring the Qing Dynasty's garden landscaping? And I also want to visit Tuisi Garden. Are they near each other?
Well, Liu Yuan Gardens is northwest, while Tuisi Garden is about 18 miles southeast.
18 miles southeast?Well, maybe I won't go there this time.
I'd recommend visiting the Garden Museum next to Zhuozheng Garden, and then you may want to visit the nearby Suzhou Museum, famous for its abundant and rare cultural relics of Ming and Qing dynasties.
I see. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Excuse me, I need some information about some classical gardens of Suzhou near here.
What would you like to know?
Well, first, I'd like directions to Gusu District. I believe there lies the number one classical garden in Suzhou. It isn't far, is it?
No, Gusu District is about 6 miles east of here, the railway station. And you're right, dating back to the Ming Dynasty, Zhuozheng Garden in Gusu District is listed as World Heritage Site and it is a must-see.
Oh, good.Now, what about Liu Yuan Garden, featuring the Qing Dynasty's garden landscaping? And I also want to visit Tuisi Garden. Are they near each other?
Well, Liu Yuan Gardens is northwest, while Tuisi Garden is about 18 miles southeast.
18 miles southeast? Well, maybe I won't go there this time.
I'd recommend visiting the Garden Museum next to Zhuozheng Garden. And then you may want to visit the nearby Suzhou Museum, famous for its abundant and rare cultural relics of Ming and Qing dynasties.
I see. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
I'm struggling to keep up with all the readings.I usually end up rereading, but that feels like it takes forever, and I'm constantly pressed for time. Any tips on how to manage it?
Definitely. One essential skill is knowing how to mark a book.
Well, how do you do it?
First, read a whole paragraph before marking anything. Don't mark too much. Around 10% is usually enough. And I use different colors for different things. Main ideas are marked in yellow,Important details in blue and new words in orange.
Smart! Are there other ways besides using colors for marking?
Absolutely. Normally, question marks are used for the confusing part, dashes for extra notes, but before an exam, I prefer to change the question mark into a smiley face to create an optimistic atmosphere.
Sounds great. I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Sure. Let me know if you need more tips.
I'm struggling to keep up with all the readings. I usually end up rereading, but that feels like it takes forever, and I'm constantly pressed for time. Any tips on how to manage it?
Definitely. One essential skill is knowing how to mark a book.
Well, how do you do it?
First, read a whole paragraph before marking anything. Don't mark too much. Around 10% is usually enough. And I use different colors for different things.Main ideas are marked in yellow, important details in blue, and new words in orange.
Smart! Are there other ways besides using colors for marking?
Absolutely. Normally, question marks are used for the confusing part, dashes for extra notes, but before an exam, I prefer to change the question mark into a smiley face to create an optimistic atmosphere.
Sounds great. I'll give it a try. Thanks.
Sure.Let me know if you need more tips.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Welcome to the Student Leaders Program, SLP for short. An exciting program in leadership for up to 60 selected students between the ages of 20 and 24 from all over the world outside the USA. The program for the academic year 2024 to 2025 will center on environmental protection. Students are placed in US universities where they complete academic coursework, develop leadership, and project management skills.The major part of the program is the development of community engagement plans, where each student identifies an issue related to environmental issues that they would like to solve in their communities. The Student Leaders Program is a year-long program consisting of three parts: pre-summer, summer, and post-summer. The summer program is a four-week in-person program scheduled to take place on the U.S. campus.Upon completion of the summer program, students will conduct their community engagement plans. Preference will be given to applicants who have not previously traveled to the United States. Join us in shaping a promising future through the Student Leaders Program. Welcome to the Student Leaders Program, SLP for short. An exciting program in leadership for up to 60 selected students between the ages of 20 and 24 from all over the world outside the USA. The program for the academic year 2024 to 2025 will center on environmental protection. Students are placed in U.S. universities where they complete academic coursework, develop leadership, and project management skills. The major part of the program is the development of community engagement plans, where each student identifies an issue related to environmental issues that they would like to solve in their communities. The Student Leaders Program is a year-long program consisting of three parts: pre-summer, summer, and post-summer. The summer program is a four-week in-person program scheduled to take place on the U.S. campus. Upon completion of the summer program, students will conduct their community engagement plans. Preference will be given to applicants who have not previously traveled to the United States. Join us in shaping a promising future through the Student Leaders Program.
现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力考试到此结束。